The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 14th. Today's word is bifurcate, spelled B-I-F-U-R-C-A-T-E. Bifurcate is a verb that means to divide or cause to divide into two branches or parts. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Washington Post by Jeffrey J. Salingo. If colleges don't begin to also focus on middle-income families, they will end up with campuses bifurcated by income that don't reflect the economic diversity of the United States. Yogi Berra, the baseball great who is noted for his head-scratching quotes, is purported to have said, "When you come to a fork in the road, take it." Yogi's advice might not offer much help when making tough decisions in life, but perhaps it will help you to remember today's word, bifurcate. A road that bifurcates splits in two, like the one in Yogi's adage. Other things can bifurcate as well, such as an organization that splits into two factions. Bifurcate derives from the Latin word bifurcus, meaning two-pronged, a combination of the prefix bi, meaning two, and the noun furca, meaning fork. Furca, as you can probably tell, gave us our word fork. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.